Yes, I am Joseph Oge, and this work is supposed to also be probably be presented together with Lawani, but due to travel grants, Lawani is not here. And I'm working with the University of Benin, Department of Soil Science and Land Management. Well, we have been carrying works on plantation crops and forest crops. From some of my publications before now, we have been having very interesting results working with thick forest and some other plantation crops like coconut, oil palm, raffia palm, and some other crops you can find in Nigeria and Africa. Well, today there are a lot of arguments and a lot of understanding about forests, that a forest is able to help us sequester enough carbon from the atmosphere, and the forest also can also help in as a source of sink for anthropogenic carbon dioxide. But with all this at the back of our mind, a lot of things have been going on. And in this project, we have been looking at the contribution soil organic carbon at the surface level, that is the first 0 to 15 centimeter of the soil. So we decide to look at what happens at the subsoil level, because if you look at the subsoil carbon, it's more chemically and physically stable, and not much of been said about it, or the more that have been said about it have not really elucidate what we are supposed to be talking about when it comes to forest carbon. We looked at soil organic carbon. We didn't look at the above content now. From the graphs I have there, we looked at the forest. This forest I'm talking about, the thick forest, about 1,000 hectares of land, or more than that, on a stretch, but we are taking it bit by bit. So we look at 300 hectares at this time. And at this 300 hectares of land, we try to look at different mapping units. And on this forest land, we had five different mapping units. And we had a modal pattern from each of the mapping units to represent what the mapping units are. And from table 1 to table 5, graph 1 to graph 5, you will see that at the top, there is no indicator. At the top, the 0 to 15, well, normally the organic carbon, soil organic carbon, is much at the top level. But at the lower level, the subsoil, what happens? We also discover that much carbon is also found at the subsoil, which is also very good for us to understand. In this mapping unit, the whole area we studied, the mapping unit 4, mapping unit 4 happened to give us, which was the largest, showed in purple, that one coming out, showed in purple, gave us the highest soil organic carbon and carbon stock at the end of the day, while the other mapping units is not as much as mapping unit 4. But what are the things we want to take home from this study and our understanding, apart from the topsoil organic carbon? What about the subsoil? I think we begin to think about how to engineer and how to begin to think how to make more carbon, sequester more carbon, or make sure more carbon is stored, not only in the topsoil, but also in the subsoil. So our findings show that there are similarities in the carbon stock across the mapping units. And number 2, that there are differences in carbon stock between the mapping units, and your findings also show that mapping units can be used broadly to estimate the amount of carbon stock, looking at different mapping units, understanding different mapping units in our landscape, in our land management system. Thank you very much. Well, if you can read, you see further research and other things that have to be done there. Thank you very much.